You are kind, the girl said with a slight nod.
Get rid of him, Pierce whispered to her. I don't care how, just do it.
Miriam had a puzzled look for only a moment, and then a hearty voice boomed out.
Edward! Edward, my dear fellow!
A man was pushing towards them through the crowd. Pierce waved a delighted greeting.
Henry, he called. Henry Fowler, what an extraordinary surprise.
Fowler came over and shook Pierce's hand.
Fancy meeting you here, he said. Are you on this train? Yes? Oh, hi, so am I. The fact of the matter... Ah.
His voice trailed off as he noticed the girl at Pierce's side. He displayed some discomfiture, for in terms of Henry Fowler's social world, all the signals were mixed. Here was Pierce, dressed handsomely and showing his usual polish, standing with a girl who was, God knew, pretty enough, but by her dress and manner, a very common sort. Pierce was a bachelor and a blood, and he might travel openly with a mistress for a holiday by the sea, but such a girl would certainly be dressed with gentility, which this girl was not. And contrariwise, were this creature a servant in his household, he would hardly have her out and about in so public a place as a train station, unless there was some particular reason for it. But Fowler could not imagine a reason. Then, too, he perceived that the girl had been weeping. Her eyes were red, and there were streaks upon her cheeks. So it was all most perplexing and unusual, and Pierce put Fowler out of his misery.
Forgive me, he said, turning to the girl. I should introduce you, but I don't know your name. This is Mr. Henry Fowler.
The girl, giving him a demure smile, said,
I'm Bridget Lawson. How do you do, sir?
Fowler nodded a vaguely polite greeting, struggling to assume the correct stance towards an obvious servant girl, and therefore not an equal, and a female in distress, and therefore deserving of gentlemanly conduct, so long as her distress sprang from some morally acceptable exigency. Pierce made the situation clear.
Miss Lawson has just had a most trying encounter, Pierce said. She's travelling to accompany her deceased brother, who is now situated in the van, but a few moments passed, the bell rang, and there was a hope of revival, and the casket was opened.
I see, Fowler said. Most distressing.
But it was a false alarm, Pierce said.
And that's doubly painful, I am certain, Fowler said.